Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Roger.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world, this is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio, broadcasting on BBS Radio Station 1 every Thursday at the same hour. It's a pleasure for me to announce that things are heating up in the world. Behind the scenes, we have so much information from David Wilcock, others, David Boyle, and we can expect some amazing things to happen in September, but maybe already at the Lions Gate at the 888 this Saturday, the Lions Gate. My dear guest is really amazing. She has been in Hawaii, and I believe she still is. Her name is Anya Zamadeva, and she has some amazing knowledge, spiritual knowledge, information from behind the scenes, and she is just really amazing. What she's going to tell us will blow your mind. So hello, Anya. How are you?
Aloha, Martin. I'm so well. Thank you so much.
Aloha, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Anya, tell me where your awakening started, how it started, and how you came in contact with the information about Ascension and ET First Contact, and how did you, were you born with a higher level of consciousness, and how did this develop in your life, and what can you share with us about everything that you know about what's going to happen in this enormous, interesting time of change?
Oh, wow. A lot. Well, I truly feel like I started awakening in my high school years, my senior year. I just got my mind and consciousness blown when I started going to electronic music gatherings, and I was never the same since. I've often thought, I remember, I wonder if I was a walk-in at that time or something, but wow. It's just that my mind just started to extend, and I was blown out of the matrix in a lot of ways, my consciousness, and from there, I just wanted to solve the mystery more than ever, and I went into yoga practice and just started devouring the spiritual section at the bookstore when I was in college. I would go in there and just read all sorts of different books of various types in the New Age and spiritual section. So, yeah, I just was fascinated and following my intuition and heart and spirit, and really into researching and discovery and being in the mystical flow.
Well, being in the mystical love state of consciousness is just where so many people are today. I see people around me waking up. I see so many people having a smile on their face when I walk down the street. This is really a time of change, Anya. And what kind of things do you expect in the coming weeks ahead of us? What do you expect regarding disclosure and ET contact?
Goodness. Well, I mean, I really, truly don't have any date or expectation as to when whatsoever. I believe, you know, that we are connected within with the ETs, and as we each awaken to our multidimensional aspects of ourselves and connect to higher consciousness and connect to the ETs within and guides and whatnot, that's going to support it being reflected in the, you know, on the planet. I don't know. I'm just curious. That's how I hold my state with that. I'm so curious when they might arrive in the physical for, you know, the masses to know of. And I have no expectations, truly. I can't say that I do. but I see it. It just seems like a natural progression in the right divine timing. And that the people on the planet really are going to just need to become more loving and connected as a whole planetary tribe. Oops.
Yes.
As a whole, you know, planetary tribe. I feel like before we might see the, you know, contact on a mass scale.
What I can tell you, Anya, is that what I feel from your voice is so much love from your, we're looking at your picture. The energy that, I think that's the most important, is not the content of the words that we are saying on the radio only, because everything is light and sound is frequency. What I learned from David Boyle, a guest that I have every Monday on the radio. But what I learned from you, what I feel from you, is that you have such an amazing amount of love inside your being. And, what I first thought is it would be wonderful to give you a wonderful long hug and to feel your energy. But I can feel your energy right here in the Netherlands. And I'm sure that people all over the world feel your loving vibration. And why don't you just speak from your heart and share the message that you have, that you want to share with the listeners about you, about your life, about what you think is important.
That love, that's what's important. I don't know what else is important, is more important, truly, being able to stay in that state as much as possible and forgive ourselves when we forget, but forgive without guilt or shame or anything. It's like beyond that state of beyond forgiveness, just remaining in acceptance of what is and embracing what is in every moment. That's what I see is so important. That's what I am being shown, you know, left and right in my life and my path, of just really embracing what is and falling deeply in love with the flow of what is and learning to transmit the frequencies to create what is as well. It's that, it's this dance of co-creation, of transmitting and receiving, and the alchemy between the two. That's truly what is important to me. I feel like also when we start to awaken, we realize how we have had all these veils of conditioning that aren't in that full alignment of love and the frequencies of love. And so it's a process, I feel like, of letting of seeing where those places are within ourselves to move back into love and make changes and shifts that support our inner radiance, our inner light and connection to source in our heart and our centered in our hearts. And another passion of mine that relates to that is how we care for our body temples, and that is such an act of love, self-love, and loving, being able to serve and love others to our greatest ability when we serve and listen to our body and learn to listen to it, because it's such a process for people that have grown up in a crazy culture with all sorts of very odd substances that we have been fed and fed ourselves, and so it's a commitment and dedication to learning what truly is loving for ourselves and how to just follow that voice. And so that's what I'm here to continue to learn and receive and transmit that, and just feel grateful for all the beings in my life that reflect that. There is an infinite amount of them. So beautiful. Thank you for your pure love and your heart.
It's beautiful what you're saying, Anya, and I totally resonate with what you're saying, that everything is about love and indeed taking care of our temples, our body temples. So what do you do to have a good quality of life for your physical body?
Well, so many things. There's really truly a lot of alchemy that goes into it, and as far as how the different things of life that support life and support the light in your body and being. And goodness, the love first thing. And the connection to the breath. Connection to the light that feeds within of source, and just the divine connection to the beloved that is source and God, goddess, any and everything you want to call it that feels beyond you but is you. And that's number one, truly. And then to get more practical, I'll say to stay connected to that, there's the meditation practice and coming back into stillness and silence and going within is such a crucial practice on the daily. And physically, for nutritional support, I am a very staunch proponent of as much living light foods or liquids that are higher frequencies, easy for your body to absorb and assimilate, really support your physical health. And we have grown up, so many people have grown up with very poor foods and substances and toxins that have entered into our being and lodged in there, and they're related to states of consciousness as well, or what you could call negative emotions or negative thoughts. And when we start to detox and get on the path of purification of our body temples, then we get more clear as to what thoughts and emotions and beliefs have been impeding our connection to love of source and the truth that we are just so loved in every moment and so supported, and we are truly whole, and that there's more to life, quite possibly, than what we have been led to believe in, in the world that we have been living in.
So. Yes, because we are all connected, and you have such an amazing amount of wisdom. That's what I feel. Now, Anya, can you tell us what your connection with spirit tells you about humanity and how much we are loved by all the angels and archangels and the spiritual hierarchy and the Galactic Federation of Light? What are you getting through from the Galactics?
They just are good friends. They adore us and are here to support and share so much. Yeah, I feel like they're here to create a really cool culture on our planet that is going to be extra fun and much more easeful and, yeah, it's more playful in the higher realms of co-creative expression, and yeah, that's what they feel to share with me.
You know, and, Anya, my heart starts singing when I hear your voice and when I hear you're so happy, and I think you can help so many people by becoming happy, because I feel such a amazing feeling of happiness when I hear you. So do you also give sessions to people? Do you help people on business calls? Can you give therapy to people? What is your way that you can help people?
I actually am starting my services in a more professional manner, I guess I could say. And yes, I have services that I've written up on, and they're actually on my Facebook Ascensional Alchemy page, where for now, and I have a website that's in the works, and I have a free gift that I'm planning on and getting out there to people that can really serve in this way, for the 888 Lionsgate. And yeah, I actually am so available to serve and support the illumination of all that is not in truth with divine love and light and our divine heritage and perfection of the now and of who we truly are.
Anya, what can you tell us about this Lionsgate? Because I remember a couple of years ago there was a Lionsgate opening. But what is specific about this Lionsgate Saturday?
Well, this one is truly an 888, because the 2015 equals 8. So I'm feeling like it's extra powerful in my life. It's been a force of anticipation, and I'm feeling it on so many levels, and that it's really bringing this starseed community, the light workers, together, and helping us to ground in our gifts and our services and shine and share. From everything I've read about it, that's kind of the theme, and the eight is about material, making the spiritual material in such a way that it supports abundance. And so the triple eight it feels like it's just going to be a really powerful gateway for us to anchor in our abundance frequencies that are aligned with our soul's gifts and purposes to share and help cultivate the new earth paradigm is how I'm receiving and perceiving it and co-creating it. That's what I'm envisioning.
So, Anya, what a wonderful pleasure to have you here. And I must say that since I started the broadcast with you, I feel better every minute when I hear you talking, and uplifted and love. So can you tell us where you live and what you do and what kind of people you have around you? I heard you say you do yoga. So how is your community? And do you also feel that people are waking up around you?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. My reality with the people around me is so beautiful. I don't really, it's been quite a while since I've felt, much conflict from anybody in my sphere. See so much beauty and love and support. I have a great tribe of awakened soul family in Santa Barbara. So I live in Santa Barbara, and just let our inner lion heart shine and play and roar and just really. Yeah, okay. We'll see. We'll see. But, So I have spent a little bit of time in Hawaii. I spent a couple months there in the spring, and I feel like it's my other home that I definitely roots there. I've been growing roots there, and they just got deeper this time around, and I look forward to returning in the fall is my vision, and to come back and forth from there to Santa Barbara is a blessing. So see what I do in Santa Barbara. I have a daughter who's seven, and I spend time with her and nourishing her, and then I am nourishing and cultivating my practice and my services and my community there.
Wonderful. And your daughter, is she also a crystal child or indigo or a starseed?
Yes. Definitely, for sure. She's super crystally. Her name, I'll say it because it's a blessing, is Akasha Soma Gram Deva, and she is a wisdom keeper, and that's what is coming through me right now. I haven't even said that phrase for her before, but that's so what she is. She's got a lot of wisdom and so much light. And this is actually something that I would like to speak to, because it's something that is dear to my heart, the subject of living nutrition and a high raw vegetarian or vegan diet, or what I'm calling now live it, and how that relates. I had seen it relate to her state of of being, her emotional state and her consciousness state. And so it's something that is dear to my soul. I feel like I'm here to help support the crystal children and getting fed the proper nutrition, and because she grew up on very all fully raw vegan foods for the first couple years, and almost fully raw vegan for the first 3 years, and she was just so all the time and so clear all the time, and it was something that I noticed when other I think more cooked foods got added into her diet, that they really do sometimes affect her state and her mood, and can you know, just, I don't want to say dumb down the light, because nothing can truly dumb down your light, but it can create some, you know, clogging in your system that just affects your mood, and so I've just witnessed a lot with her that sometimes has really truly hurt my heart, or I just, you know, felt pain, because I know that's something that she's being fed, because in society it's just been more challenging, and to, you know, keep her on that diet, it's not supported very well, or hasn't been, I would say, hasn't been fully supported by the community of other families. Not, I mean, I have some families that do, but you know, in the school system and whatnot, and just other people in her life that don't necessarily feel the same way or see what I've seen in the same way, I think. So yeah, I feel like I really want to create an offering that can help people understand how wonderful and supportive it is for these children to give them as much light and health producing, life producing foods in their bodies, because them in staying in their bliss and their and access to their souls. Gifts, I feel like. That's, for me, it's the same for me at this point as well, but to support her, I would like very much to support the community around me and in the world to see more clearly how it can affect affect our consciousness and our vibration.
You know, Anya, when you were talking about your daughter and about how you raise her and the foods, the raw foods that you give her, and when you spoke about crystal children and star children, in my vision, I relived a dream that I have dreamt multiple times over and over again. I'm at a place, I live on a peninsula, and every time I come back to that place, it's near Vera, and in that dream I see a place, and it's not quite like it is today, it seems like it's in a past life or something. I see trees, I see a lake, and I see some houses where I go from door to door, and a flat with an apartment block. And I have had this dream over and over again many times. And just when you spoke about your daughter, I saw that image of that dream again.
Wow. So,
do you have any idea how this is related?
Wow. So it's an image of just of a place. What is your feelings around the place and the
Well, this place is anchored to my past, to where I grew up at my parents' place. This is also a very important geographical place because I was born in Achterkerk. That's the place where my parents live. And every time when I go home to my parents' house where I was born. And those dreams are taking place around Walcheren, the peninsula where we are now, and where I am at. And I have the feeling that this is anchored into me, into my being. And I believe also in past lives. I'm not sure. But somehow it's related to star people and star children and indigos. And I'm not quite sure what the meaning is of reliving that dream every time and seeing those trees and those lakes and those little country roads where I come back. And every time I travel the same route in that dream. Every time I travel the same path and the same, I take the same left, the same right, I walk the same path where the trees are, and so I'm just curious, maybe you know.
Well, can you tell me how you feel in the dream? Like, what is your sort of intuitive, if you can give, you know, word descriptions to your feelings, that'll help me if you like.
What I feel when I walk there is that some important event unfolding. There's something in the cooking. Something is brewing. Something amazing is about to happen when I walk on those roads. And I feel a longing for that place. When I'm at that place and coming close to that place, I have a feeling of belonging there and a feeling of being at home. A cozy feeling, but at the same time, I walk there and I in that dream and I feel that something important is unfolding.
Wow, in relation to the crystal children, possibly.
Well, yeah, that must be the reason because you spoke about your daughter, and I saw this image, so it must have a meaning. Right, Anya. So you were saying that. You needed me to tell you what I felt during the dream, and I was telling you that I felt a feeling of something important unfolding and a feeling of belonging and how that is related to the crystal children, right?
Yes, yes.
So what were you getting through?
What I was getting through was that place. And the energy and frequencies that the earth, that Gaia emits there, is a source of nourishment for you, an inner source of a way to tap into that wellspring of inner nourishment that can feed you. Because what has been coming to me for a while now, that there's other sources of food available within us and around us, and there's other ways to nourish our being and our even, you know, fuel our bodies through how we connect to connect to things through our consciousness. That's what's coming through me. Does that feel good to you?
Yeah, I feel it's related to Gaia's energies, Mother Earth. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So we are now anticipating for the Lions Gate on Saturday, the 888. And of course, we are preparing for September because many people are saying that great events will unfold in September. Now, I am not into the fear-mongering. I'm just anticipating on some positive things to happen And of course, you told us that love is the most important in life. And I just want to ask you, Anya, what kind of teachings can you give to the listeners in relationship to how they can evolve themselves spiritually? Of course, meditation is very important. But what kind of techniques can we use to stay centered and to stay in balance?
The most balancing thing for me, I'll start with just the inner light and the light frequency that can just instantaneously balance me are the Christed light frequencies of the golden, like a golden, profound, deep lattice kind of grid work almost. But beyond that is how I instantaneously center and feel supported and balanced is tapping into that, being aware of my toroidal field and my Merkaba, my light body, and then feeling beyond that too, connecting to that within me and surrounding me, and then with my consciousness, you know, sending that radiation out into the quantum field, and so yeah, that major daily awareness practice. And in regards to our physical bodies and what we put in, there's really amazing superfoods that I'm in love with and greatly support staying balanced and clear for me. And I have been really loving living much more on liquid. You could call it a liquid diet, but the premise of my exploration with that is to uncover the unconscious blocks and beliefs that haven't been in alignment with love and the knowingness of infinite source nourishment. I can tell about that, and I can also share some of the superfoods that I highly recommend for people. I see that they support our light and our clarity and help you detoxify our bones and high quality spirulina and blue green algae are something that can really greatly support our light and our health, and fresh raw juices and foods, and just letting go of the heavy foods like the clouding anybody in any way. Definitely recommend that. I use essential oils on daily. They very much support my clarity and support just my movement. Aromatherapy and through ingesting them, they really help to just keep the blood cleaner and more oxygenated, and help various body systems cleanse and renew. Practices. Yeah, I mean, connect to high vibrational music and letting that inform in your consciousness and dancing to this, I feel like, is for me really actually crucial for staying centered and grounded. And when I go a bit too long without dancing, I notice a huge difference. And I can do other physical activities that are wonderful and great for my body and health. But the dancing, it seems to be what opens the gates to allow much more of my soul to embody my body. So yeah, that's like pretty crucial practice.
Right. Now, Anya, I can tell you that I am aware of the spirit world, and I say that I know that we have a physical body, which is our temple, the temple of our soul. And our soul is eternal, and life is eternal, as you see it from the perspective of the soul. And I know there's life after death, and I know we have incarnation after incarnation, here on Earth and other places in the cosmos, in creation. The beauty of everything in life is that when you see it from the perspective of the soul, that everything is connected and we are all family, we are all one humanity, actually one life in the universe. All life forms are interconnected by the energies. And how beautiful is that? And when you see life from the soul perspective, the only thing that you clearly can see is love. And I just want to ask you if you can give a prayer and a blessing to the listeners with your loving energy for this thing that we are, this spark, this orb of love and light. And if you can if I may ask, give a blessing to the world, to all the people that are listening, with your loving energy.
Mahalo for that request. It is time now for all beings to know fully the truth of our interconnectivity and with the divine source of perfection and infinite, eternal, immortal love, so that we can walk and sing and move and create and bless each other and all life as we receive the blessing of life constantly.
That is exactly what we needed. Thank you, Anya. Now, before we close off, I would like to ask you, if people want to contact you, where can they find you on Facebook and other ways for connections, if they want your advice or your friendship?
Yes. So right now the best way is to check out my Facebook page, which is called Ascensional Alchemy. So Ascensional Alchemy. And that has all of my links for various and a couple companies whose products I highly, highly recommend for our for just really wonderful, epic health. I have a YouTube channel that I have uploaded some videos where I am singing. I sing some mantras and some stuff, what I call phloetic poetry, flow, song-like, transmissions that I've received. So, and that is, that was my name on YouTube is Anya Zama Deva, and so it's A-N-Y-A-Z-A-M-A, and then Deva, D-E-V-A. And I have an Instagram account that is gracine.liquid.love. And I've been doing that more recently and having fun with that. And actually right now, I am in, I'm in this 21-day process that is called Nirahara Samyama. And it's a yogic practice under the guise of Paramahansa Nityananda, who is a really far out master yogi in India. And the practice is living on liquid nutrition and doing other yogic practices to tap into the limitless source of nourishment within and receiving, more nourishment from prana. And so I am on Instagram posting daily about that, small posts. So that is another way to find me. But if you go to Ascensional Alchemy on Facebook, all those links are there, and I'll make a post now too when we get off that has all those links. So it'll be one place that people can go. And one more thing that I would love to share is I'm almost finished with creating this free PDF for the 888 Lionsgate that gives lifestyle and awareness and health practices that support our infinite nourishment, support tapping into the source of infinite nourishment. So that site is 888alchemy.com. So it's not quite up, but I will post it on my Facebook page when it is, or people can check back within the next day or by the Lion's Gate, and that'll be up. And that is a gift that I have been downloading and called to share. And I really highly want to support everyone in sharing the knowledge and the wisdom and the gift that they are here to do, because it's going to create the new earth that we so know is here and within us, but it's going to really help support our souls to our soul families to have more and just for the ease of connectivity. That's what I'm feeling like. The more that we share our gifts and put out there what we have been called to bring here.
Wonderful. Well, Anya, I want to thank you very much for being here. You have shared such an amazing amount of loving energy to the listeners. We are sorry that the quality of the audio was a bit crispy and not so crispy. However, stay tuned on DBS Radio. We will be back next week, Don and I. Don will always facilitate the broadcast, which he's doing in a fantastic way. So I want to thank Don, and I want to thank Anya for being here. And I wish everybody a loving morning, afternoon, or evening. And Anya, aloha and namaste, and thank you. Love and light.